China. Now, remember, this is important. I know a lot of y'all have been unfamiliar with what's going on with regard to Taiwan, but China, for a lot of different reasons, including controlling what's happening in our seas, also semiconductor chips, innovation and things like that, China has been long-term plotting on invading and taking over Taiwan, which has incentivized the United States of America to continue to fortify their ties with Taiwan, including their latest president that was recently elected. Now, the interesting thing about this is that when you look at what was going on at our borders, our border crisis, and our Republicans and our Democrats largely were fighting. They were fighting a long war, and they were using the border in order to try to justify sending money over to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And so as we look at what's going over in Haiti, and we see what's going over in a lot of these other countries that are absolutely devastated, you have to ask yourself the question, well, why are we so focused on Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan? Well, we fight in a proxy war, essentially, right? We are funding wars in order to try to keep our competitors and our competition when it comes to other countries such as Russia and China at bay. And so the United States of America can't just join in on something. And a lot of y'all say, well, why are we sending money over to these places? Well, there's a reason for that, because we have an incentive to be a part of or align with Taiwan and Ukraine and so on and so forth, right? But let me deep dive a little bit more, because China recently started doing missile exercises in order to flex their might, because they think that they should own Taiwan, and they're sick of the United States of America getting in the way. All right. So I want to keep you guys informed on what's going on in these streets. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications, and recognize this, that it always comes back down to the money.
Tonight, the message from Washington to Taipei is crystal clear.
Woman, I, Taiwan.
We love Taiwan. The first words from House Foreign Affairs Chairman Mike McCaul to the island's new president, Lai Ching-te. Taiwan is self-governed, but China claims it as part of its territory. China reacted to Lai's swearing in by moving warships and fighter jets close to Taiwan's shores and warned American leaders not to go to Taiwan.
But right. You came anyway. Why?
Because we support Taiwan. We support freedom and democracy again.
You support freedom and democracy, or you support all of that oil that they got over there? You support controlling all of the shipping lanes that's over there? Or you support what's going on when it comes to the semiconductor chips? We support democracy. Why y'all not over there in Haiti? I say F Haiti anyway. I ain't tripping off Haiti, because Haiti over there, they got their nose turned up and they ain't even got nothing to offer in the first place. They gonna tell us how it is that they want us to come over there and participate in Haiti to save them from themselves while they over there killing missionaries. But it always comes back down to the money.
Instead, dictatorships like the one that's very close to where we're sitting right now, the People's Republic of China.
China's aggressive posture has American leaders worried. The U.S. is investing billions of dollars to fortify Taiwan's military with the goal of deterring an attack.
The United States of America has been sending billions. Remember, and I've been covering this for a long time, and so this is why this is one of the greatest morning shows on earth, because we could just speak candidly, because we have no strings on us, ladies and gentlemen. And they used your border and said, listen, we're going to hold up what's going on over at the border. And y'all kept trying to figure out, hey, why Biden won't fortify the border? Because it's a lot of different reasons and a lot of things is going on under your nose that we don't even know. But we got to put together our context clues in order to be able to have this conversation. And one of the things that they're doing and that they did was they leveraged foreign aid in order to justify securing your borders. And your borders still aren't secure, although they started to stem the tide of the amount of immigrants that were coming over here illegally, because that was a part of the last funding of the budget, and also making sure that they got money over to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And one of the things that the Republicans wanted to do that they kept saying, hey, we don't want to vote on it individually. We don't want to have conversations about the individual places that you want to fund. We want to make this all a part of one package in order for us to be able to push it through. And the American people is completely oblivious because they're so focused on abortion's rights. So while they're sitting there and they're sending Kamala Harris to your city in order to advocate for abortion rights and to distract you from the things that's really meaningful and the things that you're actually funding, your taxpayer dollars are going to. They're having a conversation about whether or not women's rights is a thing. And that's something that you can completely control, whether or not you get somebody pregnant in the first place. So why are we even having this conversation? Why is it so meaningful to the American public when we're having conversations about what's going on internationally and how it is that we're going to be competing against these other countries? You know why? Because the American people are 100% emotional, and so they make emotional decisions instead of paying attention to the context clues. And success leaves clues. And they're letting you know exactly what they're going to do. And if you read any of these policies and you read any of these, you pay attention to what's going on in these legislative branches and what Congress are pushing through and the Senate majority leaders are having debates about, then you can start to actually understand. And this is one of the reasons why we are the greatest morning show on earth, because we want to cover everything as far as how it comes back down to the money, because we know that you guys are emotional and we want to educate you and we want you to vote based off of policy instead of basing it off of however it is that you feel about this particular candidate. We want you to make an informed decision based off of what's best for your family and where your tax dollars are going to go. Let's see where it's going.
But inside this flower market in downtown Taipei, there are little signs of anxiety, with most shoppers telling us that they are happy with the status quo. China had military exercises this week. Does that ever worry you?
Not much, because that's almost become a part of our daily life.
And the world's economy is reliant on Taiwan. 90% of the world's advanced semiconductors are produced here, a supply chain.
90%. 90% of the world's semiconductor chips are produced in Taiwan. I want y'all to pay attention to what's going on here. I want you to pay attention to what's going on here. They're not sending money over to Taiwan just because they think that they're, listen, we don't want this mean China disrupting the democracy. 90%. So the United States of America has to send money over there in order to fortify their military, because they got to fight this proxy war because they have a vested interest in what's going on in Taiwan. Meanwhile, Biden pushed through the CHIPS Act. Some of you may not be familiar with the CHIPS Act. Are you? Let's have a conversation. Let's look it up. Why not? It's a Millionaire Morning Show. We can do what we want to do. Let's talk about the CHIPS Act. All right. Remember when the CHIPS Act came through? This is the CHIPS Act. And they gave you a fact sheet. President Biden's first year in office. The Biden-Harris administration has implemented an industrial strategy to revitalize domestic manufacturing, creating good-paying American jobs, strengthening American supply chains, and accelerate the industries of the future. These policies have spurred a historic recovery in manufacturing, adding 642,000 manufacturing jobs since 2021's. Lies. Anyways, they went on to say that President Biden will sign in a law, right? The Bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act of 2022, which will build on this progress, making historic investments that will poise U.S. workers, communities, and businesses to win the race for the 21st century. It will strengthen American manufacturing, supply chains, national security, and invest in research and development, science and technology, and a workforce of the future to keep the United States a leader in industries of tomorrow, including nanotechnology, clean energy, quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and the CHIPS and Science Act makes the smart investments so that Americans compete and win in the future. So, what are they doing? Micron is announcing $40 billion. Qualcomm, Global Foundries, CHIPS and Science Act boosts American semiconductor research, development, and production, and so on and so forth. So, when we break down inside a stock club and we say, well, listen, this is where we want to invest in. This is where all of the money is going. This is where we think that makes the most sense as far as looking at it 10 years, 15 years down the line. We take all of this stuff inside of, or we take all of this stuff into consideration, because we pay attention to what's going on in politics. It's all interconnected. That's why I'm so gung-ho about electric vehicles long-term, because it's not about how you feel and what the American people think. It's about where things are globally going and where they're putting your tax dollars. So you vote these people in office, but you don't pay attention to where it is that they pass these acts and where all of the money is going and what's going on in all of these policies and what Congress is fighting about. And y'all sitting here whining and complaining. Don't you know that Taiwan, all of the things that, why we sending billions over to Taiwan? We're not sending billions over there for democracy. We sending billions over there because we protecting our investment. That's why we fortify all of our investments. through the military, because the military, why do you think that the military is literally the biggest thing that we fund inside of the federal government? You think that the military is funded because we need to protect the American soil? No, it's because we need to protect our interests across the world. You don't know how much the military is funded? Okay. The United States spent $820 billion on national defense during the fiscal year 2023, which amounted to 13% of the entire federal budget. Almost $1 trillion a year is spent on your military. You think that they making that type of investment just because they feel like giving out scholarships and free loans over to people and veterans? They spending $1 trillion in military spending because they got to protect their investments. Let's continue. Let's get back. Listen, I didn't mean to do this level of a deep dive, but I want to get back to the core of what it is that we're looking at. It's a reason why China is looking at Taiwan, because they producing 90% of the semiconductor chips. On top of that, Biden is trying to fortify what's going on inside the United States of America by increasing manufacturing on our shore so that we don't have to become interdependent on other countries like Taiwan in order to be able to continue to fortify our lead in semiconductor chips, which powers everything that we do, including what's going on inside of our military. Let's take a look.
In Taiwan, a delicate peace looks a little more fragile. The self-governed island has a new leader, one China sees as a reckless separatist. For 2 days, Beijing tried to show the world how it could and would wage and win a war here. This is Keelung, a naval base. The closest Beijing's aircraft got to Taiwan's coast was about 45 miles from here. Ki Ming-Wu has seen decades of tension. To him, it feels like a farce.
Do you think conflict with China is a real possibility?
China is huge. Taiwan is just such a tiny place. One lake in China is 10 times bigger than Taiwan. Do you think this land is of any benefit to them?
But to Beijing, it is critical. Reunification inevitable. The latest drills, punishment for Taiwan talking about two separate countries. It is about more, though, than just vitriolic bluster.
There is definitely a sense here that if Beijing was to make a military move, it would be catastrophic. But there is also a kind of fatigue that seems to have set in, particularly among young people, a sort of collective roll of the eye every time the rhetorical cannons are fired.
So the people over in Taiwan is used to this rhetoric and this talk, and they've already normalized what their lives are based off of it, right? But let me go into it a little bit deeper to help y'all to understand why China is so interested in Taiwan outside of the semiconductor chips.
So what do China's drills around Taiwan tell us? Our military analyst Sean Bell joins me in the studio. So Sean, first of all, let's discuss why Taiwan is so important to China.
Yeah, good afternoon, Saima. I mean, the South China Sea is at a crossroads, really, of two global maritime routes. It's a link between the Indian and Pacific Oceans. About a third of the global trade runs through this area. Also, in the South China Sea, there are massive oil and gas reserves. They've quoted that 11 billion barrels of oil are in there. And that, by reference, that's about 30 years of UK production.
30 years of UK production is sitting within this little small island over there in Taiwan. Let's continue. Look how small Taiwan is compared to China. Why are they so interested in this small little island?
It's a huge amount. Now, China's been absolutely building artificial islands all over the place, militarizing them in trying to extend their influence there. The other important thing, if we look at the other map, is China's coast next to the South China Sea is actually relatively shallow. It's not really clear on here, but it's about 30 meters deep. China militarily wants to run nuclear submarines. They only work if they are out of sight, out of mind. At the moment, they've got a long transit where they can be seen. If you look at the coastline just off to the east of Taiwan here, it's on the edge of the continental plate and just drops away. So if you were to have a nuclear submarine base there, it could operate a lot more effectively. Now, China's always insisted that Taiwan is part of its orbit. It will reunify at some stage. So the question is now, were these drills just a sort of one of these periodic issues that crops up? Or is there something slightly more sinister? And given the fact they only gave 45 minutes warning for them, it does appear China's testing Taiwan's defensive capability.
Yeah, so let's explore that more then. The recent drills followed decades of tension, as we've said. Do you think China's any closer than to actually invading Taiwan?
It does feel as if the situation is changing slightly. You remember the last time they did these drills was back in August 2022 when Nancy Pelosi famously did that visit to Taiwan. But Xi Jinping has been hosting President Putin in a sort of state visit only last week. They've talked about their sort of limitless partnership. Now, Xi Jinping wants to change the world order, the US-led world order. That resonates with President Putin. Also, China's very interested in how Putin's getting on with the invasion of Ukraine, because although the West has been involved to provide ammunition and weapons, it hasn't directly intervened. And all of that will inform Xi Jinping's judgment about whether to go into Taiwan. Now, it wouldn't all go China's way. China's got some difficult economic challenges at the moment. Wars cost a lot of money. And of course, undoubtedly, the West would just stop buying any Chinese exports the moment that something like that happened. But China normally plays the long game. Unfortunately, over time, Taiwan's felt more and more independent. So it feels like time's not on China's side. So China's judgment probably will be the West won't intervene, take about 3 months to take the islands, and they just live with the consequences. And the trouble is with all of this, it just feels it's more likely now when rather than if China decides to take action against Taiwan.
So just giving y'all an update on what's going on as far as international issues, problems, wars, money, all of that. You guys need to stay informed because I don't want y'all to act surprised. If anything pop off, I want y'all to be informed so that you can make the best decision possible, especially when it comes to the legislators and the people that's running the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? So just keeping y'all in the loop of what's going on in these streets. Let me read this.